Today, Shiras in Masechet Bava Basra on Daf Mem Daled. We will begin at the very beginning of the Amud with the words V'lukma Begazlan. Before we get into today's sugya, let us quickly review the brisa that is brought down on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the third line from the top, beginning with the words Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa that Mocher Loi Bayis, Mocher Loi Soda, Ein Meid Loi Olam of Neshech Ryusei Olav. We are going to have in today's shir a cast of characters, and almost all of the cases will include Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Shimon being the owner, Levi the Lokeach, and Yehuda the Ma'arer. We'll also get a case of Reuven the Gazlan. But in the present case, the way we understand the Braisa simply, there is no Reuven the Gazlan. There's only Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And what the Reish of the Braisa is saying is that if Shimon sold a house or a field to Levi, and subsequently Yehuda came to be Ma'arer against Levi, Shimon is not allowed to testify with another witness on behalf of Levi. Why? Mipnei shachriyusei olav, which the simple pshat is, because if Levi has to forfeit the field to Yehuda, he will come back to Shimon and demand his money back. Therefore, Shimon is in the geya be'edus that he wants the field to remain in the hands of Levi. The seifa of the brisa says, mocholoi pora, mocholoi talis, but if Shimon sold Levi a pora, a cow, or a talis, meid loy olav, then he is allowed to testify against Yehuda the Ma'arer, who says it's my pora, it's my talis. And the reason is, mivnei she'ein achriusei olav, because Levi will not go back to Shimon. And the Gemara immediately questions, maishna reishna, maishna seifa, memanavshach. If there is achrayus, then in both cases, Shimon can't testify on Levi's behalf because he's Negeya. He doesn't want Levi to come back and ask his money from him. And if it's speaking about there is no achrayus, he didn't promise him anything, then in both cases, he should be able to testify on behalf of Levi because he's not Negeya Dover. Amar Rav Sheshes, or Rav Sheshes said, we have to bring in a new character, and his name is Reuven. Reisha beruvein shegozel sodom mishimon. The Reisha is speaking about a case where Reuven stole a field from Shimon. So Reuven is the gazlan, Shimon is the nigzal, and umachro lelevi, it was the gazlan Reuven who sold the field to Levi. Not Shimon who sold the field to Levi, but rather Reuven the gazlan. Also Yehuda v'kor ma'arer, and now Yehuda is ma'arer, the halacha is, Shimon cannot testify on behalf of Levi. Why? Because he has a vested interest here. He's a negeya bedaver. The nichalei, the Bach puts in the tahadirlei, because he wants that he should eventually get it. He, Shimon, wants that if it stays by Levi, then he'll eventually be able to get it back from Levi by proving that Reuven has stolen it from him. And therefore he's in a geya be'edus. So we have here a case of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven steals it from Shimon and sells it to Levi. Yehuda's ma'ar against Levi. Shimon cannot testify on Levi's behalf because he's in a geya be'edus. He has a negiya here. Now, according to this pshat of Rav Sheshes, we will have to learn a new pshat in the words Mipnei Shachriyusei Olav. As the Rashbam states at the end of Reisha Beruven Shegazel, Divrei HaMaskil Reisha Beruven Shegazel, the Rashbam is in the second wide line at the bottom of the Amud, Shachriyusei V'Saifoi Shel Nigzal, Olav de Lekeach. And if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershon, says that a few lines up from where we are in the Rashbam, Vahainu Shachriyusei Olav, the Yesh Le Tikva, he has a hope, Vahachris Le Shimon, The end game strategy of Shimon is Shalachris Man Yetzio Miyad Levi. Right now, he's vending off Yehuda. Because if Yehuda gets it, Alpidin, then he'll have no claim on it. So first he has to vend off Yehuda. But what is his ultimate objective? His ultimate objective is that he himself will get it back from Levi by proving that Reuven stole it from him. So not like we learned before, which is the Pashup Shot in Achriusei Olav, that the Achrayus of Levi to Lekech goes back to Shimon the Meicher. That was the simple Pshat in the Braisa. But according to Rav Sheshis, it will mean that Shimon cannot testify for Levi against Yehuda because we know why Shimon's trying to do this. He's Nageya. He wants it to remain by Levi, so that at the end, he can get it from the Lekeach. So the Olav is not going on the Moicher, as it usually is used, this phrase of Achriusei Olav, that the Lekeach is going to come back to the Moicher and say, you owe me money because someone took the item that you sold me away. But rather, Achriusei Olav means that the owner will go after his endgame strategy, his Achris. Achriusa here means, according to the Rabbeinu Gershon Rashbam, his end game at the end, after some time, after he's vended off Yehuda, he will go to Levi, and he'll prove in Bezdin that this was stolen from him, from Reuven. Ask the Gemara of Akivin to Asalei the Levi, who heichim atzim apik lamine. Once Shimon testifies on Levi's behalf that it is Levi's and not Yehuda's, so then how can he later say that it belongs to him, to himself, to Shimon? So the Gemara answers, he's not testifying that it belongs to Levi. He's testifying to Omar, Yadana da Hayara da Lav de Yehuda. He first says, I know it's not Yehuda's. How does he prove that? Because the Rashbam explains that Yehuda's Edim are Gazlonim, their postulatus, or he says that Yehuda was moida to me that he really does not own this karka, and so this way he gets Yehuda out of the picture. Once Yehuda's out of the picture, later he'll bring Edim that in fact it's not Levi's either. It's not Reuven, the Gazlon's either. It belongs to Shimon. Ask the Gemara. However, he's going to prove that it's not Levi's, let him do the same with Yehuda. What's the nafka minute to him? Why is this considered a negiya be'edus? What does he care if Levi has it or Yehuda has it? Whatever way he'll get it out of Levi eventually by proving that Reuven stole it from him, so he'll use that same way to show that it's not Yehuda. So what does he care if Yehuda has it or Levi? He shouldn't be a negiya be'edus, and therefore he should be able to testify on behalf of Levi. The Gemara answers the Amar, Hasheni Noyachli Orishin Kashemenu. The Rashbam points out, really, in our Gemara, it will fit him better. Harisha Noichli, Levi, who I dealt with first, he's an easier person to deal with. I think I'm more confident that I'll win if the case is against Levi. And Hasheni, meaning Yehuda, who just entered the picture, he's more difficult. The Gemara says it the other way around because the Gemara is borrowing this from another case where there these words were used. Hasheni Noichli Arishin Kashemet. This was yesterday's Brice and the explanation of Rav Sheshis. And now we're ready to begin today's daf right at the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Ask the Gemara, V'lukma Begazlin. Why do we need a Levi in this picture? Let's just have Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda. Reuven the Gazlan, Shimon the owner, Yehuda the Ma'arer, Shimon is the Nigzel as well, and Shimon cannot testify on Reuven's behalf when Yehuda comes to Ma'arer against Reuven, so Shimon can't testify that it's not Yehuda's because he has a Negias. He wants it to remain by the Gazlan, and apparently it's easier for him to get it back from the Gazlan than to get it from Yehuda. So meanwhile, he'll say that Yehuda's Edom are no good, and therefore they're apostle. It'll remain with the Gazlan, and Shimon is not allowed to testify, he's negei abedis. And now the pshat in the word shachriyusei alav will mean that his end game, after a while, what's his real strategy? That he wants to get it from the Goslin himself. Right now, he's vending off Yehuda the Ma'arer. But his end game is to get it from the Goslin. So why do I need a case of Levi, that the Goslin Reuven sold it to Levi? Let's just make it a case of the Goslin. And it should have said in the Brisa, says the Rashbam, Tana Rabbanan, Gozel loy bayis, Gozel loy sada, What's the end game of the Nigzal? He wants to go after the Goslin. But right now he wants to vend off Yehuda. So he's not allowed to testify on behalf of Reuven. Why didn't we say that case? What do we need? What do we have to complicate things by bringing in Levi? Why does that have to be speaking about Mochar? The Gemara answers, Mishum de Kaboyla Misnes Seifa. Because since we learned not only a ratio, we learned the seifa, and in the seifa it's stated, as we just learned on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Macholoi Pora, Macholoi Talis, that over there he could testify. So the explanation is, the Dafke Mochar, the Havale Yish Vishini Rishos, the only way that we can make a Nafke Mina between Karka, Bias and Sada, which is Karka, and metaltlin, such as pora oitalis, that's only if there's a case of mochar, where we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven stole it from Shimon, he sold it to Levi. Yehuda's the ma'arer. Shimon, by karka, he cannot testify, because as the Rashbam explains, karka is einin nigzelis. Even if we'll have yiyushir, which will precede shinri rishus, the Shini Rishus will be in the hands of the Lekeach. Now, there is a Man D'Yomer, the Rashbam points out that Shini Rishus and then Yiyush is not Koina. And also we hold Yiyush alone is not Koina. But Yiyush followed by Shini Rishus is Koina. So, by Metaltlin, you know when Shimon can testify on Levi's behalf, and he's not a Negei B'Dover, that's where he cannot get back the Chafetz. When is that? If we introduce Mechira. Because once we sell it to Levi, it's speaking about a case the Rashbam says that we know that he was Miyayish, as you have in the second of the widest lines at the beginning, Dishaminin L'Shimon D'Yayish Ba'oida B'Beis Reuven Kaidim Shemrachu L'Levi. We know that Shimon was Miyayish when it was stolen by Reuven. And now, if it'll be sold to Levi, there's Yiyush and Shini Rishus. There's a change of the Rishus. It's no longer by the Goslin. It is now by the Lokeach. And Yiyush and Shini Rishus, the Lokeach is kind of the poor and the talis. So Memela, the Nigzal, Shimon, can't get it back anyway. If he can't get it back anyway, what's the difference if Yehuda has it or Levi has it? Therefore, he's not in the Negei B'Dover, and Memela, he could testify. Avil continues the Gemara Loimacher. If Reuven did not sell it to Levi, the Hadra Lay, so then there's only Yiyush by the Goslin. There is no Shini Rishus from the Goslin to someone else. So loy, their yush alone, yush bichdi, is loy kana. And therefore, not only by karka we have a din karka and an exelus, that yush and shini rishus, as the Rashbam explains, doesn't work by karka, because karka can't be stolen. So memela, he's always going to get it back from the Goslin. Therefore, he's an egeya be'edis. He doesn't want Yehuda to get it, because then he'll never be able to get it back from Levi by proving that Reuven stole it from him, because Yiyush and Shini Rishus don't work. However, by Metaltalin, Yiyush and Shini Rishus work, but that's only if you introduce the part of Levi who's a Lekeach. We have to say it's speaking about a case of Mochar. So now, as the Rashbam concludes in the large Rashbam, Devar Maschil, Uparkinon, the Rashbam says, the Tana of the Braisa wanted to tell us this difference between Karka and Metaltalin. By Karka, since Karka is ain't an exelus, so Memela, there is no Yush and Shin Rishus that it's going to stay in the hands of the Lekeach, and therefore Reuven is in the Gebetis because he hopes to get back to Karka, and therefore he can't testify on Levi's behalf against Yehuda, whereas by Metaltalin, since there is a Yush by the, in the hands of the Gazlan, then there's Shin Rishus to the Lekeach, and Yush and Shin Rishus is Kainab. If Yush and Shin Rishus is Kaina, so then the Nigzal Shimon is not in the Gebeinus, and therefore that's why the Sefer, he is allowed to testify on behalf of Levi against Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, the Rashbam, if you look in that big Rashbam, ends off with six words. Ela min ha-gazlan yitol ha-nigzal domeho. In the case by Metaltlin of Yiyush and Shini Rishus, the Nigzal loses the Chayfetz because of Yiyush and Shini Rishus. However, he can still go back to the Gazlan in front of Bezdin and demand that he gets compensated for what was stolen. Those are the last words of the Rashbam, and that's the point of the Gemara's next question. The Seifa Nami, even in the Seifa, you tell me, he's not in the Geir Be'edis, because he's going to lose the Chayfetz, Nehei de Miyayish Megufei. Einach Nami, he's Miyayish from the Guf of the Pora and the Talis, but Midameha Mi Miyayish, but he's not Miyayish from the value, the money he does expect to get back from the Gazlan. So why are you telling me that he's in the Geir Be'edis? Why are you telling me that by Metaltin he's not Negea Beidus? And therefore, he is allowed to testify for Levi against Yehuda. L'chayre, he's still a Negea Beidus. Because if Yehuda wins the case, then he cannot go to the Gazlan and say, you stole it from me, and I want to get compensated. Because Bezdin Paskin, that this Por Vitalis doesn't belong to Shimon, it belongs to Yehuda. What's going to be his claim then against Reuven the Gazlan? However, if he can vend off Yehuda, if he can leave the Chayfetz in the Rishus of the Lekeach Levi, then at the end, Achriyusai Olav, then he hopes to go after the Gazlan to get compensated because it's not Yehuda's, in fact it started out to be Shimon's. Stolen by Reuven, sold to Levi. And now, if he'll be able to bring Adam that it really belonged to him, to Shimon, he'll be able to get at least the money back, even if Levi will keep the actual Chayfetz. So he's still in the Geir Be'edis because of the money. Answers the Gemara, Leitzricha de Misgazlan. We have to bring in here a fifth party. You have Reuven the Gazlan, Shimon the Nigzel, the owner, Levi the Lekeach, Yehuda de Ma'arer, and now we're going to have a new person called the Yairish of the Gazlan. We won't give him a name yet. Maybe a little later in this year we'll give him a name. But right now, let's just call him Yairish. So it's speaking about the Gazlan died. And there was a Yoresh. This nun, we learned the Masechta Bava Kama on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Hagoyzu lo machlas banav. If somebody stole and fed that item to his children. It's not here anymore. Or, oi, the hiniach, the vav here is like, oi, hiniach lefneim. Or he left it in front of them. We'll soon see tub shot them and what these words mean. Peturim elishalem, the children, even though they had anoa from eating up what the father had stolen, but since they didn't steal, there is no chiev of them of tashlumen. What about if the Chayfetz is still be'en? Do they have to return it? So the Gemara in Bava Kama says that this is dependent on the question whether Yairish is Kelekeach or Yairish is not Kelekeach. As the Rashbam brings down, there is this Machlaikis. One man the Omer says that a Yairish is like a Lekeach, and therefore, if there was Yiyush by the Nigzel, and Shini Rishus by the Yoresh. The Yoresh has a din of a Lekeach. He's like another party, And therefore, when his father dies, it's considered Shinui Rishus when he inherits this item. So you have Yiyush and Shinui Rishus. Then that's the pshat in the words of the Mishnah, Vihiniach Lifneim. Even if the father died, if they ate it up b'chayei aviv, that's one case. Or even v'iniach lefneiem, the father left it over as a yerusha to his children, even though you can actually see the item, peturim milashalem, they don't have any monetary obligation, and also they don't have to return this item because they were kainu it through yiyush and shini rishus. According to the Man Yombar, that Yairish is lav kilaykeach, because as the Rashbam brings down, there we say that bra kara davua, that a son is the knees of his father. In other words, he's in place of his father. So we will learn the pshat of v'niach v'neim einich nami, if it was a dover be'en, according to this mandi omer, there is no yush and shini rishus, because it's the same rishus, the children are rishus of the father. So then avad, if it would be be'en, they'd have to give it back. But here it means the father left it over, and meanwhile they ate it up. It's not here be'en anymore. They've used it, they've eaten it, they've destroyed it, it's not here anymore. So whether they ate it, according to this Mandi Yomar, during the lifetime of their father, or whether he left it over Beirusha and then they ate it. So now there's a question only of a monetary obligation, since they didn't steal it, even though they had an offer from it, they're not mechuyif to pay back a monetary obligation. So the Gemara is saying that Ein Echanami, according to Rav Sheshes, that we're speaking about a Gazlan, and we're speaking it has to be a Mechira. So the question is, isn't there still a Negiyas by Metaltlin, because the Nigzal wants it to remain with the Lekeach so that he can go to the Gazlan and get paid back? The answer is, it's a case where he can't get paid back because the Gazlan died. And if it's not here be'en, according to all Shitas, there is no obligation for the children to pay to the Nigzal. Now, Tosfos points out that there is a concept of kavod avim. Tosfos is the second last one on the Amud, v'nukma b'yayrish. So Tosfos says that even though if it would be be'en, according to the Man Yomar, that rishus yayrish kirishus lekech dami, and therefore there's yiyush and shinu rishus, and therefore even if it's in front of them, they don't have to give it back, but l'chari they have to give it back because of the concept of kavod avim. If it's a dover mesuyim that everybody sees, this is the parah that their father stole from the nigzal, and look, the yorshim have it, so it's not a kavod to their father, and they have to return it. Tosfos says that our Gemara over here is speaking about that we know that the father didn't do tshuva. If the father began to do tshuva and he was going to return the cow and suddenly he died and he didn't have a chance to return the cow, then ain't a chanami. There's a obligation on the children because of the honor of their father that they should give it back to the nigzal. But here it's speaking about that the father did not do tshuva, and therefore there's no obligation, even because of kavod avim, to give the item back. Ask the Gemara, if Rav Ashi has to come on to a fifth party called the Yairish, so why don't we put the Yairish into the main cast of characters? Why do we have to have a Levi who's a Lekeach? Let's make a Levi who's the Yairish. The Lukma be Yairish. Anyway, if you come on to the case of Gzela and Mechira, you still have to come on to Yairish by Metaltalin, as we just went through the sugya. So once you're speaking about Yairish also, anyway, so simplify the cases and just make it a case of a Yoresh without a Loikeach. And we will say that we have Reuven the Gazlan, and Shimon is the Nigzal, and Levi is the Yairish. So by Metaltalin, you'll have Yiyush and Shini Rishus. Why do you have to have a case of Lekeach with Yush and Shinu Rishos? The Lukma be Yairish. Ha, and now the Rashbam speaks out the Gemara doesn't mean Yoirish by himself. That's not going to give you Yiyush and Shini Rishus. The Yiyush is only if you bring in the case of Gazlan. But the Gemara is going back. We're all speaking according to Rav Sheshes. So we have Reuven the Gazlan. We have Shimon the Nigzel. We have Yehuda the Ma'arer. The only character we're going to change is Levi. Instead of being a Lekeach, let Levi be the Yoirish. Why make a case of Levi the Lekeach and a fifth party with a Yoirish? Since you're saying the case is about Yoirish anyway, let the Brisa and the Pshat and the Brisa be simplified that it is a Yoirish instead of a case of a Lekeach. So ha nichleman the Yom Rishus Yoirish lav Rishus Lekeach dami shaper. If you're going to tell me that machlokes in Bava Kama, according to the Mandi Yomar, that Rishus Yoirish does not have a din of a Rishus Lekeach, because Brokard Avua, so then if it's in the Rishus of the Yoirish, it's as if it's in his father's Rishus, so then it'll come out that even by Metaltalin, he would be a Negea Be'edus, because the Nigzal expects to get back the Chafetz itself from the Gazlan, or the value from the Gazlan, because there's no Yiyush and Shinu Rishus according to this Man de Yomar. There's only Yiyush, and Yiyush alone is not Kaina. So why could he testify by Metaltlin? So it must be that we can't make the case about Yoirish. We have to have Levi as the Meicher. And there's a fifth person who's a Yoirish. But not to substitute Levi the Lekeach for Levi the Yoirish. That we can't do, or it will be missing the crucial element of the chilek between karka and metaltalin, that by metaltalin you have Yiyush and Shinu Rishus, which you don't have by karka, because karka is in an exelus. El lemandiyomer Rishus Yoirish kirishus lekeach dami. But according to that mandiyomer in Bava Kama, who interprets the words that we had in the Mishnah? V'niach lefneya means that even if the item is still here, as Tysus points out, there is no kavod aviyim in our case because the father wasn't doing tshuva before he died. So therefore, there's no way to extract, there's no monetary obligation to pay for the stealing of the father. So why make the case by Levi the Lekeach? Make the case by Levi the Yoirish. Ma'ik le'meimar. What are you going to answer to that? According to that, Mandi Omar, the Yoid kasha le'labaya. Abaya is another kasha. He doesn't like the Lashon of Ibnei Shach Ruyusi Olav, as at the beginning of this year, we pointed out from the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Pshat in Achriyusi Olav is different than Bechol HaShas. Bechol HaShas, Achriyusi Olav refers to the Moicher, that the Lekeach is going to go back Olav, back to the Moicher, he's going to ask his money back. Here you're telling me a whole brand new Pshat, that his Achriyasa means his Achris, his Saif, his end game plan, is that Shimon's going to go to Levi and get it back. He's going to get it back from the Lekeach. The Olav doesn't refer to the Moicher as it usually does, but rather to the Lekeach. So is that the correct Lashon? That's the Doichik Pshat in the Lashon. You should have said it simply. Not instead of Mipnei Shechu Yusei Olav, Einach Yusei Olav. No, you should have said Mipnei Shechu Chazeres Loiv, Einach Chazeres Loiv Meboyalei. It would have been much simpler to say that by Karka, he's an Egea Beidus, because Karka ain't an Exel, so it's going to go back, the Karka is going to go back to Shimon. He's going to go after Reuven to get it back. Whereas in the case of Metaltalin, where you're going to have a Lekeach, it's Yush and Shinu Rishus, he's not going to go back. And you're speaking about a Yoirish. So there's no Negius on his part. So the Lashon should have, the difference between Kark and Metaltalin should have been expressed in Chazeres Loi or Eina Chazeres Loi. Metaltalin, he can be made because there's no difference to him whether Yehud has it or Levi has it. He's not going to get it anyway because of Yiyush and Shini Rishus and Mace HaGazlin and where there's a Yoirish. He doesn't get the Chafetz back. He doesn't get the money back. So therefore, we have Kasha with Rav Sheshes. The Rashbam says, Einichanami, the halacha that Rav Sheshes stated, the chilek between Karka and Metaltalin in the case that Rav Sheshes gave, is correct. But that cannot be pshat in the Brisa on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. El ked a Ravin bar Shmuel. The Gemara gives a whole new pshat. We're going like Ravin bar Shmuel. The Amar Ravin bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Shmuel. He said in the name of Shmuel, Hamoicher Sod Lechaver Shloi Bach Rais. if somebody sold a field to his friend without any achrayis, that if it's taken away from you, you cannot come back to get it from me. Ein meyid lo yaleo, and Yehuda's ma'arer. So we're going to have the same characters, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Except instead of Reuven being a gazlan, Reuven in this case is going to be a balchoyiv. So there's a lien. Shimon, the owner of the field, had borrowed money from Reuven, and he said, this field will be a lien in case I don't pay you. There'll be a lien on this field. And then Shimon went out and sold it to Levi. So now we understand when Yehuda's ma'arer against Levi, Shimon cannot testify on Levi's behalf against Yehuda. Why? Because he has a big negius. If Yehuda gets it, then it's speaking about a case where Shimon has no other way to pay his debt. So as the Rashbam points out, and this is going to be a gemara in tomorrow's shir, that there's a concept of a person should not be, what it says in Tehillim, Lamed Zayin, loive rush of a lo yishalim, that he's a bad loive, that he doesn't pay back his debt. So he wants to enable the Baal Choyf to collect his debt. So he has a big negis by karka, because if Yehuda gets it, then he'll never be able to pay up the Baal Choyf. He'll be over on loive rush of a lo yishalim. Whereas if he can vend off Yehuda, and he can keep it by Levi, so then Reuven, now who's not a gazlan in this case, but Reuven the Baal Choyv, will be able to collect his loan from Levi. What about Levi? Why doesn't he worry about the fact that he sold something to Levi and now it's being taken away from Levi? So on that, the case over here was that he's Moicher Shloi Bacharayas. He told Levi to begin with, I don't take any guarantee how long you'll be able to keep this field. If you lose it, don't come back to me. So that will make him an Agias. But that's only by Sada or a Bias. Vidafke Bias or Sada. Aval Parvitalis, by Parvitalis, the safe of the Brisa, is different. There he could testify on Levi's behalf. Why? Because Loi Meboy, as we turn to Daf, Memdala Mebeis Bestama. Not only in the case, as the Rashbam explains, where he was not Meyachet to him, a Por and a Talis Beferish. So certainly the Por of a Talis never becomes Meshubba to the Baal Choyf. So, Loimi Boy, not only Bestama de Loimi Shtab de Lei, that the Por of a Talis, if he wasn't Meyachet, do not become Meshubba to the Baal Choyf. My time, and because Metaltalin, because these are movable objects. Umetaltal, Baal Choyf, Loimi Shtabdi, and Metaltalin to our Baal Choyf, there's no Shibba, there's no lien on Metaltalin. Why? Because the big difference between karka and metaltalin is that karka has a coil, and metaltalin don't have a coil. So if a person will buy metaltalin, he's not able to check whether there was a lien on these metaltalin. If these were sold by someone who had a loan on it, there's no coil to metaltalin. So memela, if you're going to take away because of a shibud metaltalin, then the Rashbam says ein l'cha adam shleikeichoid metaltalin mechaveri dil metarfilu minei. Nobody's going to buy any metaltalin from his friend. He's unable to check. He can't make a title search on these metaltalin whether there's a shibud on it from somebody else, a lien, and he's going to buy it. And it'll be taken away, so he won't. You'll stop commerce. So therefore, the halacha is, Chazal said, that metaltalin to Abar Choyv are not mishubit. V'avagav dekosvele miglima dal kasve. Even if he wrote in the shtar that he can collect, the malva can collect from the loiva, from the garment that's on his shoulders, hani mili desnabe nayo, says the Gemara. That's only if the garment is still here. He's wearing it. But if they're not here, if somebody else has them, loy, then he's unable to collect it, because there is no shibud on metaltalin, only on karka. So by karka, the shimon cannot testify on Levi's behalf, because there will be a shibud on the karka to satisfy the loan of Reuven the Baal Choyv. So that's why he cannot testify for Levi against Yehuda, because he's in the Negei Be'edis, because he wants the loan to be paid so that he's not over on Levi Rush or Levi Shalom. But by Metaltalin, there's not going to be a Shibud anyway. the Bachoiv will not be able to get it from Levi anyway. So then, unfortunately, he's going to be over on Leiva Rosh and Leiva Shalom anyway. So there's no Negias. What's the difference to him if Yehuda gets it or if Levi gets it? And therefore, since there's no Negias, he's allowed to testify. So not only when it's Bestam that there is no Shibud HaMetaltalin, El Afilu, says the Gemara, Asoya Poitaki, which Rajbam explains to mean a poi tehei koi. You'll be standing on next to this thing. In other words, I'm designating this particular pora or talis that Yehuda Bachar should be able to collect from it. Nami loi, still, if he sold this apoitiki, the Balchoy will not be able to collect from the Lekech. My time, what's the reason? Kid or Rava? The Amar Rava, Rava said, also, of the apoitiki, umachre, if he made his Evid an apoitiki and he sold it. So an Evid is like Karka, and just like Karka has a coil, an Evid of someone has a coil as well. And if the Lekech would have done a title search, he would have found out that this Evid had a lien on him, and he should have been careful about buying it. And if he didn't check it out, the Rashbam says that the Rashbam in Islay Kola says Afsidu Lekuchos Anafshayu. The fault that they're losing it is their own fault. So Rava says if you made your Avdei Apoitiki Machmir Balchoyv Goyva Mena, the Balchoyv could collect. But if you made shayru v'chamayr apaytiki, if you made your ox and your donkey an apaytiki umachray, and then the loiv is sold, it ain't b'chayv gav v'menu. B'chayv cannot collect from it. My time, what's the reason? Because high is leikayla, v'high less leikayla. Because by an evid there's a coil, and as we explained, if they did not make a title search, so the lekuchos were caused their own loss, and however v'had the shore by a shore by a poor or a talis or a shore and a chamor, less lekala. There is no coil, even when it's an apoitiki, and therefore there's no shibud, and therefore it's going to stay by the lekeach, and therefore there's no negiyas for Shimon to testify on behalf of Levi the lekeach against Yehuda the ma'arer. Freg the gemara, v'leichish dil ma'akten le'metaltli agav mekarkoi. Ein echanami, as the Rashbam explains in Divrei HaMaskel. Actually, it's part of the Divrei HaMaskel, v'oles lekol, after the two dots, v'oles lekolo, as the Gemara, ein echanami, if a person, if a loiva says to a malva, I'm going to pay you, and if I don't pay you, then these metaltalin should be coin, and I'm making a kinyan sudder with you on it. It will not work because kol de'i is loikani. If de'i, if I won't pay you, it'll be a, you'll be able, you'll be coin this metaltalin. There'll be a shibud on this metaltalin. There's no kinyan, even with the kinyan sudder, because the Rashbam says, asmachti, asmachta lekanya. It's a bet. And asmachta means you really don't ever expect to have to give this item to the Baal Chayv. I hope to pay. In case I don't pay, which I'm not contemplating losing, that the person Chashom shall lose his job and he won't have any money to pay. He's not contemplating that. So this whole thing is something you're really not soimich das on, which we call an asmachta. And asmachta is not kind of. That's if you just did it with a kinyan sudder alone. But if you did it agav karka, so then the Rashbam says, le'inya matana, you could do bekesav b'shtar b'chazaka on the karka, even though those are not the regular kinyanim from a taltlin, but you can be kind of agav on top of the karka, you can be kind of metaltalin, and huadin in our gemara, that's negeh shibud, a lien, since the lien is chal on karka, because karka has a coil, so the lien can also be chal on the metaltalin. So the gemara is asking, so let's be choshesh, that he's negeh of bedover, even by metaltalin, you tell me by metaltalin, there's no shibud on metaltalin, so we don't have to worry about the bachoiv collecting from the metaltalin from the lekeich anyway. No, maybe the loive was makne to the bachoiv through agav, and agav works for a shibud. D'amar Rava, Rava said, I'akne le metaltli agav mekarkoi. If you were makne metaltalim on top of karkoi, so then kani mekarkoi, once you're kind of the karka, kani metaltli. Then a matana through kesef shtar v'chazok on the karka is kani metaltlin, and a shibud will be chal on the metaltlin agav that the shibud was chal on the karka. So let's be choishish for that. Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda stipulates v'hu to kosef leidloi kasmachta. That's only if he wrote in the shtar matana or the shtar halva designating the shibud, the loikas machta. He has to give strength to the shtar because he's doing it on a shibud ametaltlin, which is not usually found, that you have shibud ametaltlin. So if he writes in the shtar that this is not an asmachta, udeloike tufsa the shtari, and it's not, tufsa the shtar means it's not a real shtar. It's a shtar that's used as a form from which other shtarois are copied from the form shtar, but this shtar itself has no real legal validity. So to stress the strength of this kinyan agav of the metaltlin on top of the karka, we write in the shtar of Chisda says, the loike hasmach, the loike tufsa the shtar. So anyway, let's be choishish that this is what happened. He should be in the Gei Be'edis even by metaltalin, because maybe he was did a kinyan agav. And says the Gemara, hachamai skin koin shalakachu mocher la'altar. He bought it, and he sold it right away. And as the Rashbam explains, the first wide line, the vadai loy lova ben tayim v'loy shibdim l'malva. We're not worried, maybe he was mishabed them to the malva, because we saw, Adam saw that he bought it, and right away he sold it. So Taisa says, if this is the case, then in Divri Amasla Gon Shalakum Achala Alter, the Gemara could have asked right away, if so, what's the Chilak Karka Matatlan? Then by Karka as well, if the two cases are the same, so then if he bought the Karka and sold it right away, so then there was no loan that took place, there's no Ruvain de Balchayv, so then he could be able to testify against Yehuda even by Karka. The whole Chilak Karka Matatlan is concerning a balchoiv, but if you're telling me there was no choiv by the metaltlin, so there's no choiv by the karki either. The Gemara could have asked it, but the Gemara wants to ask the question, even assuming that this is the correct shot in metaltlin, it's not going to work out. Why? The leichush dilma de ikni omar lei. The Masoris Hashatz puts in those two words. Maybe right now we didn't see any loan take place. There's no Baal Chayv. But maybe he had a Chayv before. And before he wrote in the Shtar that whatever I own now or whatever I will purchase will be Meshubah to you. And he did Metaltlin Agav Karka. So here we have a case again where we should be Chayshish that there's a Shibud on the Metaltlin. Because not because of a loan that we saw now. Now there was no loan. The Adam testified, he bought it and sold it right away. So L'chayra, since we're not worried about that, this should be a proof to a Shaila that we have. The Shaila is, Shamat Mino, why don't you bring a Raya from over here to a shaila we're going to have further in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, concerning Davar Shalai Boil Oilam, that if a person said, De'ikni, that what's Meshubah to you is what I'm going to purchase, and then Kana, he bought something, and Machar, he sold it to somebody else. Or Kana, he bought it, and he was Nifter V'Hairish. So the halacha l'chayr will have arrived from here, loy mishtabed, since you're not worried that he had a loan from before, and in the shtar of that loan he wrote, whatever I will buy will become a shubah to you. You know why? Because it's a davar shloy ba'li oilam. And a person cannot be makna a davar shloy ba'li oilam. And therefore the lekeach will always keep it. And that's why we're not worried. So l'chayr, Why don't we have a raya from our Gemara? So the Gemara says, Leit Sricha must be that there's no raya. Why? Because we have a whole new case. As the Rashbam speaks out, that the Gemara now is going away from the pshat that there was no Baal Choyv because he bought it and sold it right away. Rather, there was a Baal Choyv both by Karka, both by Metaltalin, but what it's speaking about over here is, in order not to be worried about Kinyan Agav, that there's a Shibbet on the Metaltalin because of Kinyan Agav, the Ka'omri Adim, the Adim said, Yadinim Be, we know, Baha'i in this Loive, the Loihavale Aram Yoilam, that he never had any Karka at all. And since he never had any Karka, so Mimela, we don't have to worry. So it comes out that the pshat that the Gemara wants to say now, based on Rav and Bar Shmuel, that by Karka, there is a Shibbet on Karka to Bachoy. By Metaltalin, there's no Shibbet on Metaltalin. So this teretz concerning Metaltalin, that there's no Shibbet to the Bachoy, is predicated on two hanochas. The first is that he sold the Chaloy Bachrayas. So, therefore, there's no negius that Levi will have it. Because if Yehuda takes it away from Levi, so Levi's going to come back to Shimon, and Shimon doesn't want that. That is not negay here, because it's Shloi Bach Reis, which is the same by both Karka and Metaltalin. Both cases are Shloi Bach Reis. But the other yesod here is, concerning Metaltalin, that he's also not mamidon bifnei Baal Choyvei. By Karka, he is maimed b'fnei b'choy, because there's a shivet on Karka, because Karka has a coil. Mashenke metaltalin. We don't have to worry about Kinyan Agav, because the Adim say we know that the Loiva never had Karka me'oilam. So me'mela on the metaltalin, where there's no shibud, and you don't have to worry about Kinyan Agav. So me'mela, he's not in the Gavadover. What's the difference to him if Yehuda has it, or Levi has it? Either way, the Bachoyv is not going to be able to collect. He certainly won't be able to collect from Yehuda, if it really belongs to Yehuda, and he won't be able to collect from Levi, because Metaltalin are not Meshubed, and there's no worry here about Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara asks, on the first Hanacha, that there's no Negius here, because Levi is not going to come back to Shimon and say, if you take it away from me and give it to Yehuda, then you owe me money because it's Shloi Bach Rayas. Ask the Gemara on that. Maybe there is a Negius. Rapapa said, Afa gav da Amar Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan said, Hamoichu sold chaver Shloi Bach Rayas. If somebody sold a field to his friend without any guarantee, if you lose it, you cannot come back to me. Uba Balchoiv Tarfa. And the Balchoiv indeed came and grabbed it because of his lien. I sold it to you without a chrayis. You cannot come back to me. However, if nimtza shein shaloi, but what happens if Shimon sold Levi something that Shimon never owned, that Yehuda really owned? In other words, he was stealing it from Yehuda, or at least Bezdin Paskin, that it belonged to Yehuda. But the fact is that Levi says, according to the Psak Bezdin, it didn't belong to you. Then chayzer love, and the Rashbam explains the Nafkamina as follows, that if he sold them a field and the Baal Choyv came, so the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, on Daf Tezvav, that a person can buy something even for a day. In other words, the Lekeach knew it's without a Chrayas. He says, maybe no one will ever take it away from me. And even if they take it away from me, I'll eat the Paris. Maybe I'll even eat so many payers that it'll make up for what I had to spend on purchasing it. So he takes a chance. So even if he ate one day, it's considered a mechira. However, if Shimon sold Levi something that didn't belong to Shimon, so memela that, he's chayzer alav, he says, give me back my money. You never sold me anything. It's a mekach tos, the whole thing. It didn't belong to you. It belonged to Yehuda. So there he does have a right to ask for his money back. So what the Gemara is asking is that even though Rav Papa, as the Rashbam explains, said this halacha concerning Hamoichu Sada L'Chaveiroi, but the concept will be by Metaltlin also. If Shimon sold Levi Metaltlin that didn't belong to Shimon, even without Achrayas, Avada Levi can go back to Shimon and say, give me my money back. It was a Mechatos, it didn't belong to you. It belonged to Yehuda, the Ma'arer. So why don't we say that he does have a negiyas because he's worried that Levi's going to come back to him in case Bezdin paskins that this belongs to Yehuda? Answers the Gemara, Hachav Ma'iskinen, B'makir bo shehi bas chamoiroi, where Levi has admitted that this is a child of the chamor that belongs to Shimon. Now really our Gemara is speaking about a porah, not about a chamor. But this is a borrowed phrase from a sugya that's going to be further. But really what it's trying to say is Levi admits that this was taken from Shimon, that this para is Shimon's, and also he admits that this talus was woven in the house of Shimon. So once Levi admits to this, and her daughter Spaldin is Kimeya Edim Dami, so Mimela, he cannot go back. If he admits, so how, the Rashbam speaks out, how in fact did Yehuda win the case? The Yehuda wins the case because he has fake Edim. Or he has Edim who made a mistake. They thought that this looks like Yehuda's cow, and really it's Levi's cow. So even if there is no negiyas, it doesn't matter if it stays to Yehuda or Levi, because even if it stays to Levi, even if it's taken away from Levi and given to Yehuda, Levi cannot come back to Shimon and say, you owe me money, because look, Yehuda won the case. But you, Levi, were moide in front of Edim, Hoidos Baldin Kimeya Edim Dummy, that this cow, in fact, belongs to Shimon. How did Yehuda win the case? Through fake or mistaken Edim. So, Mela, there is no Negias, because it's speaking about a case where the Lekeach had been moided that this really belongs. I know that this belongs to Shimon, and therefore, even if we say, like Rapapa, that somebody who buys something from a Moicher and it didn't belong to the Moicher, that the Lekeach can go back to the Moicher and claim his money back. But if the Lekeach was moided that this belonged to the Moicher, then he cannot, and therefore there's no negiyas because of Achrayas Olav, and there's no negiyas because of Mamido Lefnei Bachoyv, since the Bachoyv cannot collect from the Lekeach. Rav Zvid disagrees with the teretz that we just gave, as the Rashbam explains, and he is of the opinion that Afila Nimtza Shein Ishaloi Ein Achayzer Olav. We're not speaking about a case where he gave Oidos Baldin by Metaltlin that this belonged, the poor the talis belonged to Shimon the Moicher. It was not Moida. But since Shimon wrote or told him that Shaloi Bachrayis, the Omar Lei, Shimon can say to Levi, Lahach Izvina Lach Shaloi Bachrayis. That's why I sold it to you, Shaloi Bachrayis. The fact is that even if I sold you something that I stole, even if Bezdin will paskin that this belongs to Yehuda, I claim it belongs to me, but Bezdin will paskin based on Edim that it belongs to Yehuda. But I'm not in the Gei Bedover, because even if it goes to Yehuda, you, Levi, cannot come back to me, Shimon, and say that you sold me something that you didn't own, because that's why I wrote in the shtar. That's why I told you that I'm selling it to you, Shaloi Bachrayis, that I don't care what happens, I am not going to reimburse you. Mimele, he's not in the Gea Eidus, both because of Achrayis, he's not in the Gea. He's not in the Gea because Einam Amidu B'Fnei Bachoyv, because there's no Shibud on Metaltlin. That's why in the Seifa he could be made. However, in the Reisha, where we're speaking about Karka, Einam Chanami, there's no Achrayis, but there's a problem with because he doesn't want to be oiver on loiver Russia v'lo yishalem, and there is a shibud on karka for a balchoiv, so that's why he has a negiyus that it should stay by Levi and not go to Yehuda, and that's why he's pasul to be an aid because of the psul of negeya bedover. Before we continue with Gufa, the next part of the Gemara, let us just speak out one item that the Rashbam tells us at the bottom of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. According to this pshat of Rav and Bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Shmuel, that here we are speaking about concerning the Braisa on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that it's not, as Rav Sheshis explained, Reuven the Ganav, but rather Reuven the Balchoiv, Shimon the Moicher, Levi the Loikeach, and Yehuda the Ma'arer. How do we understand the pshat in the Braisa in the words Mipnei Shachriyusai Olav? And the Rashbam explains Vizel Lashaynai Mipnei Shachriyusai Shal Balchoiv Olav the Moicher Ligvois Mikarkazeh Einachanami, as the Gemara said on Memdalet Amud Aleph, this is a case where he sold it, whether it's kark or metaltel, he sold it Shaloi Bachrayis. So the usual meaning of achriyusi olav, that the lekeach goes back with achrayis to the moicher, doesn't apply over here because it was sold shaloi bachrayis. But rather, it means that there's an achrayis on olav, on the moicher, but to whom is the achrayis? To the balchoiv. And then we have enough committed between karka and metaltelin, as we explained in the Gemara before. Continues the Gemara, gufa, the text itself stated before on Memdalet Amud Aleph, Amar Ravin Bar Shmuel Shmei de Shmuel, HaMoicher Sol Lechaver Shaloi Bachrayis, if the Moicher of Shimon sold it to Levi without Achrayis, Ein Meira Loyalea, when Yehuda's Ma'ar Shimon can't testify on behalf of Levi, Mibnei Shemamida Mibnei Balchoivoi, because he is now putting the field in front of Reuven the Balchoiv, that Reuven the Balchoiv can collect his debt from the karka, and that makes Shimon a negeya bedover. And the Gemara now wants to see exactly what is the negiyas of Shimon. Hechidami asked the Gemara, what is the exact case? As we turn to the Mem Hamad Alf, Ida Isle Arachriti, if Shimon has other karka, Ole Didei Hoder, as the Rashbam explains on the second line, the Ein Nefrom and Chasim Shabbatim, but Makam Sheish and Chasim Bnei Chayim, Vafila Hein Ziburis. The halacha is that when a Balchoiv collects from karka, he first goes to the Nechas Bnei Chayrim, to those properties that are still available in the hands of the Moicher, rather than going to Nechasim, which have a responsibility to the Loikeach. The Loikeach bought it, and that's a last resort to go to the Loikeach. If the Moicher still has Karka, Avada the Balchoiv has to go to the Moicher. So if so, what is the Negiyas of the Moicher? That it's going to stay by Levi instead of going to Yehuda? Anyway, the Balchoiv is not going to go to Levi. The Balchoiv is going to go to Shimon from the Nechasim B'nai Chayrim. And Idel Esle Arach Riti, and if Shimon has no other karka, he has nothing else to collect from, so my nafkalei minna, as the Rashbam explains, what difference is there to the Moicher if the property goes out of the hands of the Lekeach and goes to Yehuda the Ma'arer? What would normally be his Negiyas? Because now the Balchoiv is going to come after him. But there's nothing to come after. He doesn't have anything. So there's no really nafkamina to him whether it stays in the hands of the Lekeach or it goes into the hands of Yehuda the Ma'arer. So again, what's the Negiyas? So the Gemara explains something which the Rashbam already told us on Memdalet Amud Aleph. Loilam de Lesle Arach Riti. Really, he doesn't have any other karka. De Omar. But Shimon, the Moicher, says, Loinicha de Lehevi Loiver Rosh V'Loi Yishalm. I don't want to be over on the Pasuk and Tillim Lamed Zayin that a Loiver is a Rosha when he doesn't pay back. So if it stays in the Rishus of Levi, so then I'm at least giving Reuven the Balchoiv the ability to be goive his choiv from the karka that's in the hands of the Lekeach. But if it goes to Yehuda, I have nothing, and the Balchoiv has nowhere to collect from. So that's my negiyas, that I should leave it in the hands of Levi, and that's where I'm not allowed to be an aid. Frag the Gemara. Saif, saif, bottom line, legabi idach, concerning the lekeach Levi, nami leiver rush of layishap, who? Memanev shach, he's going to be hurting somebody. Either he's going to be hurting the balchayiv, because there's nothing to collect from, if it goes into the hands of Yehuda, or he's going to be hurting the lekeach. So Memela, again, what is his negius? Either way, he's going to be hurting someone. So the Gemara answers, no. The Omar, because Shimon can tell Levi, Lahachis vinilach, shalei b'achrayis. That's why I sold it to you without achrayis. You knew that you were taking a chance that perhaps a balchoyv would come to collect from this karka. It was still worth it for you because you were going to eat peiros. And you were perhaps going to eat enough peiros to make it worth your while. That's the chance that you took. So therefore, to you, when I sold it, I was never worried about loiva rush of loisham, that I'm hurting you in any way. You were making a business investment with a risk. There was a risk factor involved, and you decided to take the risk factor. But I don't feel any moral obligation to you. Whereas to the Balchoy Ruvain, who lent me money, and I promised to pay it to him back, I have to make it available, and that's why I have an Agias if it stays in the hands of Levi. Now, the second Toysus here, Divrei Maschal, Mai Nafkamina, opens up to us a machlokis in what exactly the psul of Nogeya is, which we've had in this entire shir. Let us see the Toysus inside. Tamas Toysus. The Nafkamina Sheyiftaru Misyasher. When the Gemara originally, before it said the Teretz of Loiva Rosh of Loiva Shalom, the Gemara said that the Lesle Arachriti, my Nafkale Mina, if he doesn't have any other karka, so what does he care if it goes to Yehuda and it doesn't stay by Levi, they're not going to be able to come after him anyway. Ask Tysus, but maybe he'd rather it stay in the hand of Levi. Reuven will collect from Levi. His obligation of the Choiv is met, is satisfied, and now he's putter, he doesn't have to worry about Reuven anymore, and in the future, if he gets karka, he doesn't have to worry that Reuven is going to come after him. Whereas if it goes into the hands of Yehuda, and later he gets karka, Reuven will go after Shimon to collect the debt that is owed to him. So there is still a negius. Why does the Gemara say there's no negius? Tysus answers, Rishema, perhaps, Bishvil Cain, Ein Lepois Leleidus, Kivin the Hashtoloi Marviach Midi. Perhaps that's not enough to Paslum Leleidus, since right now, as of now, Basher Husham, he's an Ani, he doesn't have any other karka, and right now it makes no nafkamina to him. So the Ktsois understands that the psul of Negeya is not a chshash meshaker. We're not worried that he's going to lie, that he's going to bend the truth because he has a negias. But rather, it is because Adam Korv Eitzel Atzmai, that just like Moshe V'Aaron, there was no chshash meshaker, but they were posel lahoid agzeiros hakosev because they were krivim. So too, when a person has a negias, so he's a korv to himself, and that's why he's posel l'edis. So the Ktsois says that l'chayra one could ask, according to Tosfos Yesod, that if right now he's an ani and there's no negius, we don't care what's going to happen in the future, does that mean that Moshe could testify for Aaron in a case if Aaron would be poor and it wouldn't be negeya? Would we say that? So the Ktsois says avada not, because it's exeris akasov, they're krivim, and therefore whatever state Aaron is in, Moshe cannot testify for him. Whereas in the psul of negeyas, we want to create a kurva. Right now, Shimon is not a korv to anybody in the case. The only korv he's close to is himself. Says Tysus, if right now, by Sher Husham, there's no negeyas, so Memela, he's not yet a korv. Maybe in a year or two down the road, he's going to get karka, and then it will be a negeyas. But right now, he's not a korv. Memela, you can't postulate this. Right now, by Sher Husham, because he's not a korv. Moshe V'Aaron are established brothers, and therefore there's no nafkamina what financial status Aaron is in. Moshe cannot testify on his behalf. Whereas the psul of negeyas is based on a kurva That's only if right now there isn't a geis. However, from the Chassam Sofer, it's mashma that the Chassam Sofer learned that no, the psul is of negiyas is because shema yata, shema yishaker. Maybe he will bend the truth, and that's why we'll have to learn pshat and toisvus. That toisvus means that if right now there's no negiyas, it's only a potential future. Perhaps maybe he will become rich. On that, there is no chash mishaker, and emela there is no negiyah beda. So we come out with a fundamental machloikis in the psul of negiyas. Is it a gzeris hakosav because adam korv etzel atzmoy memela your posel edus if you're in a geya? Or is it, as the Chassam Sofer learns, because a chash mishaker, that he may bend the truth?